China is currently the fastest growing source of tourism revenue for the entire world, but Britain is missing out due to its complex visa rules. Chinese tourists are expected to spend the equivalent of more than $1.5 billion in Britain this year, much of it in London. Gordon Innes is the chief executive officer with London and Partners.
We're seeing Chinese tourism numbers growing very rapidly every year. To the UK last year, almost 400,000 Chinese coming into the UK, coming through London.
That sounds like good news for London, except that about three times as many Chinese tourists visit the French capital, Paris. France and most other European countries are in the Schengen zone, which means if you get a visa for one country, you automatically have a visa for the rest. But Britain remains outside the Schengen passport free zone and plans to stay there. The British government thinks it may have found a solution. Christopher Rodericks is the chairman of Visit Britain.
The exciting thing is we now can parallel process a Schengen visa and a UK visa at the same time.
According to the agency, the number of Chinese visitors to Britain in the first 6 months of 2015 reached the record 90,000, a 28% rise on the same period of 2014. The tourism officials are expecting the total number of Chinese visitors for the year to reach more than 200,000. Rodrick says the current procedure for applying both a Schengen visa and a UK visa is still costly and time-consuming. And to meet expectations, the British government needs to do something more.
Our leading finance minister has initiated a scheme to bring 50,000 additional visitors from China, not having to pay for a visa, so it's a free visa scheme.
Britain is also rebranding several famous tourist destinations in Mandarin, with Savile Row being translated in English as Tall, Rich, Handsome Street, and London's tallest building, the Shard, becoming Star Plucking Tower. The initiatives appear to be working because Chinese tourist numbers are growing in the UK, though the industry believes the true potential remains untapped. London is currently the world's most popular tourist destination, though Chinese visitors account for less than 3% of total tourism spending. For CRI, I'm Gui Yan.